What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time to take our Monday morning look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Two people died in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19, and 926 people were infected, highlights the epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health this Sunday. The entity explained that they updated a death from previous days, and so the accumulated number of deaths from the respiratory virus in the country is now 8,376. In the last 24 hours, the health personnel applied 5,476 tests. This returned a positivity of 16.9%. Active cases, they totaled 13,537 throughout the country, of which 13,304 are in home isolation and 233 hospitalized. Those in isolation, they're divided into 13,294 at home and 10 in the so-called hospital hotels. We have in total hospitalized 233. In the wards, there are 202 patients, and in intensive care, 31 patients. As of this Monday, the 4th of July, the preliminary hearing of the new business case is scheduled to continue, which follows the trail of the purchase of the group's Editora Panama America SA, presumably with public funds. This case is being handled by the Third Criminal Court under Judge Aloisa Martinez. In his hearing, which began on the 27th of January of this year, the public ministry must conclude with its arguments. Then the period of interventions of the private technical defence and the public defence will begin, informed the judicial branch. In this criminal process, 30 citizens are accused of the alleged commission of the crime against the economic order in the form of money laundering. 16 private technical defenders and 4 public defenders will participate. The investigation of this case consists of 168 volumes and began back in 2017. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agricultural Panama, the CCIAP, referred in a Sunday column to the 6th report of the nation offered last Friday by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo. The business group pointed out that we celebrate the elimination of the mandatory use of the mask in closed spaces, but we're left with the questioning of why no total lifting of the state of emergency. This, since Cortizo did not announce that day when the state of emergency that governs the country will be completely lifted, despite the call made in this regard by several business associations and the re-elected president of the National Assembly, Crispiano Adames. The CCIAP also stated that the report failed to mention the specific plans in the areas of education, health, social security, institutions, and the economy. In that sense, it was indicated that after 2 years it was possible to return to the schools in person. However, we do it with serious difficulties that come hand in hand with the prolonged absence from the classrooms. Now we have the challenge that students manage to acquire the knowledge lost in this time. While it is time to update the methodology and plans, orienting them towards continuous improvement. Likewise, the CCIAP described as worrying that President Cortizo did not address the reactivation of the dialogue table by the Social Security Fund, where the decisions that are made are crucial for the sustainability and future development of the nation and its citizens. Other major absentees from the speech, according to La Cámara Opina, were the progress in the actions to get out of the discriminatory lists, the fight against the corruption and the promotion of transparency in both the public and the private spheres. And in economic matters, the CCIAP pointed out that, quote, we must become obsessed with the generation of jobs. The 2019-2024 five-year period ends in 730 days. We have several crucial challenges ahead of us, so we must focus and be strategic, both in the use of resources and in actions, unquote, the union emphasized. Putting an end to the growing deterioration of democratic institutions wounded by corruption and impunity is the great challenge of the administration of Laurentino Nito Cortizo, According to a report that was published by the Foundation for the Development of the Libertad Ciudadana Panamanian Chapter of Transparency International, which evaluates the president's management based on the Challenge for Transparency, which he signed at the beginning of 2019. The document was made public when the president gave his report to the nation this Friday, the 1st of July, at the installation of the fourth period of the National Assembly, and in which he left aside issues of the anti-corruption agenda. The report of the Foundation for the Development of Citizen Freedom, which evaluates the 3 years of Cortizo's management, consists of 14 pages. It indicates that there is little progress in the fight against corruption and accountability. This situation, according to the Foundation, is worrying since it implies, quote, terrible consequences in terms of justice, transparency, citizen participation, and equity, unquote. In 2019, six of the seven presidential candidates promised that if they won the presidential seat, they would execute the challenge in all its areas, which involved improving transparency in the areas of conflict of interest, prevention and also anti-corruption laws, accountability, public contracting, commitment to justice, access to information, open governments and open data. By signing this challenge, the candidates also committed to open their government plans to a citizen audit, which would end with a report by the Foundation. President Cortizo included the execution of said challenge on page 23 of his action plan called Joining Forces. But during the first year of his mandate, Cortizo had to present before the legislative bills that avoid conflict of interest, crimes against public administration and bribery. However, few efforts have been made by the government on these issues. It is detailed that although the executive presented on the 28th of April of 2021 a project to implement the domain extinction legislation in the country, the initiative has not been endorsed by the Assembly and is in a subcommittee. On the issue of transparency and accountability, strict compliance with the administrative career law was requested to professionalise the public service, and compliance with Law 6 of 2002 on transparency in public management in terms of access to citizen information and consultation in works to be carried out with public funds. Now, however, on this issue, the report indicates that there was a, quote, regression. The document also refers to the decree that suspended the administrative career and the two that equate work experience with the formal education necessary to achieve promotions and appointments. The latter are suspended by order of the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice until the legal appeals filed by the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño are resolved. It also alludes to the increase in the state payroll and to Law 756, which the President signed in April of this year and which modifies Law 4 of 2006, which reorganises the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, which allowed the re-election of the rector, Ethelvina de Bonagas. Well, in turn, it states that the purchase and contracts made during the exception process due to the COVID-19 health emergency, as of Cabinet Resolution No. 11 of the 13th of March of 2020, do not carry the regular processes of pre- and post-controls or transparency. In addition, it indicates that there have been no citizen consultations. Quote, the Justice and Peace Commission carried out a three-month oversight of the Panama Solidarity Plan, and its report revealed multiple instances of discretion and use of assistance in a patronage manner by political operators, which did not translate into complaints or investigations, unquote, reads the report. On the issue of public procurement, progress has been made in the simplification of processes with an online quotation platform that simplifies and makes transparent the acquisition of minor contracts up to $10,000. However, the report warns that although Law 153 of May the 8th of 2020, which modifies the public procurement law, was approved and approved the reform, well, it falls short and generates ambiguities and spaces for cheating in terms of anti-corruption. Now, with regard to justice, after complaints from organisations and magistrates of the Supreme Court of Justice, The approval by the executive of $15 million to the judicial branch for the implementation of the judicial career is put forward. In the area of access to information, open governments and open data, well, it is noted that although Law 6 of 2002 is still in force, since the start of the pandemic, the response time of state institutions to requests for information have been delayed. Access to public information. Quote, we're experiencing a pushback in proactive transparency by officials denying information that is of a public nature, using the Data Privacy Act on a discriminatory basis, unquote. Well, he cites, for an example, the Institute for the Training and Development of Human Resources, IFARU, which refuses to report on the recipients of its scholarships, invoking the data protection law. Two alleged coyotes, or human traffickers, were arrested and charged with the crime of migrant smuggling after abandoning a group of four Venezuelans in the province of Darien, reported the public ministry. The Darien Regional Prosecutor's Office announced that the precautionary measure of provisional detention was imposed on the two citizens after legalizing the arrest. The incident occurred between June 26 and 27th, when Venezuelan migrants reported that they were abandoned by coyotes while trying to cross the Darien jungle between an area of the Guanayala region and the Panamanian Caribbean, and another of the Embera region, both near the border with Colombia. The public ministry explained that the migrants recognized the defendants by their clothing and physical appearance when they arrived at Canana Membrio, one of the first towns after crossing the jungle and the new entrance gate for passers-by. The Darien Gap, an inhospitable jungle, is used every year by thousands of migrants from all over the world on their way to North America. Due to its natural characteristics typical of a jungle and the presence of armed groups, it is considered one of the most dangerous routes in the world. The National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, reported on Sunday that it maintains a prevention notice due to the passage of Tropical Wave No. 13 over the country. Coclé, Azuero, Veraguas, West Panama, Panama Center North and East, Colón, Darien, Chiriquí, Bocas del Toro and the Nagabe Bugli region are the areas of greatest surveillance, CINAPROC detailed. The Directorate of Hydrometeorology of the Electric Transmission Company indicated that the entry of this wave could be recorded between the night of this Sunday, 3rd of July, and the early morning of Monday, the 4th of July. This would generate showers, moderate to strong storms, and probability of gusty winds. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. There's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this Monday morning on The Breakfast Show.